Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens. They're a-clucking. Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Apple TV Plus has this new documentary called Before the End, Searching for Jim Morrison.
Yes.
And apparently there's this theory swimming around that the legendary Doors frontman faked his own death and has been living in Syracuse. Had you heard this theory before?
No, we've got our friends in the men's room here with us as well.
Syracuse, New York?
Have you been to Syracuse?
That's how you know it's a lie.
Syracuse?
Jesus, man.
I'm Jim Morrison.
They couldn't come up with anything better.
I'm going to Syracuse.
Go Orange Men.
Said no one. Ever.
They say that he's been acting as a maintenance worker named Frank.
Who came up with this?
Well, this is part of the trailer thrill.
All right.
My name is Jeff Finn, and I'm a lifetime fan of Jim Morrison. I've made it my life.
Okay, also, like, what is up with his voice?
I don't know.
It sounds
but
like
whatever
those,
he's doing, it's very dramatic.
One of those vocal changers.
I don't have anything else to do, so why not this?
My life's work to extract the real truth from a 50-year-old tale that's been riddled with rumor, lies, and myth.
Jim Morrison's social security number is still active.
So, I invite you to join me in my search for the real truth. To ask yourself, what if everything we think we know about Jim Morrison is wrong?
Oh, I eat lots of Fig Newtons.
Wait, is this Keanu Reeves?
Who's that I'm guy? Available to babysit.
Exactly.
So we decided to
Syracuse.
To play a little game with you this morning, Miles and Thrill. Game called Died or Lied. Steve, how are we going to put these guys to the test?
Died or lied.
Okay. We can do this on the phone at 720.
No.
Please come in.
No donuts, nothing.
We have stories about popular musicians that have a conspiracy theory about their death. So you have to tell us whether or not there's actually a conspiracy theory about their death, or we just made these stories
up. Making this up.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Are you ready for the first? Who should we start with? Let's start with Thrill.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about Elvis Presley.
Okay.
Many believe that the king faked his death in 1977 to escape fame, with alleged sightings of him at gas stations, diners, and he was even an extra in the movie Home Alone.
Oh, man.
Do you think this is a real hoax or not?
I'm going to say that is a real conspiracy theory.
You are correct.
Yes!
No way! Ooh, he died on the toilet.
With a peanut butter and banana sandwich.
That's a much better story.
All right, Miles.
Okay.
This one's about Danny's favorite, Avril Lavigne.
Let's go.
All right. Some conspiracy theorists claim that the real Avril died back in 2003 and was replaced with a lookalike named Melissa. This one is surprisingly widespread online.
Well, you know Chad Kroeger. Call him.
I had one drink with the guy.
I'll say that's false.
Nope, that is a real hoax.
Jeez,
a
whiz.
Crazy.
Man, he had no idea.
He was married to Melissa.
He married a phony.
All right, Thrill. This one's about our man, Eddie Vedder, Pearl Jam frontman.
Someone understood a word he said when singing.
Rumors spread back in the late 2000s that the Pearl Jam frontman died in a surfing accident in Hawaii, but he's very much alive and touring.
I'm going to say that's fake.
That is a fake story.
All right.
Thrill, you're killing it.
No, because he actually did die.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Real thing.
Well, he does live in Hawaii every once in a while.
I thought it was Freddie Vedder.
Freddie Vedder.
Or Darth Vedder, his father.
All right, Axl Rose, Miles.
Okay.
Back in 1990, there was a rumor that suggested that the Guns N' Roses frontman faked his death to escape the music industry, supposedly living under a new identity in Montana.
I mean, I can actually believe that from him.
Yeah.
But I'll say that's false.
You are correct.
All right.
All right, Miles. I mean, Thrill, sorry.
We look alike.
This one?
Huge.
Like the movie Twins.
Yeah.
Tupac Shakur.
All right.
Fans can claim that Tupac is living in Cuba, citing cryptic lyrics, albums that came out after his death, and supposed sightings of him wearing modern clothing.
Modern clothing.
Well, I don't know what that means.
Modern clothing.
He didn't wear a shirt then.
Yeah.
He was wearing a Kraken hat.
I'm going to say that's true.
You are correct.
All right.
Do you remember there was like a hip hop group that said they went to a studio and recorded songs with him? I can't remember who it was. But
in Cuba.
Probably, right?
Yeah.
All right, Miles. This one is about Michael Jackson, the King of Pop.
Okay.
Some believe that the King of Pop faked his 2009 death to escape debt and scrutiny, with evidence including footage of a man resembling him getting out of a coroner's van.
You know what? I'll say that's true.
You are correct.
Yes. What? Yes.
Should we do one more for each of them?
One more for each of them. Right. These guys are good at this. Hmm.
Thrill. Your artist is Bob Dylan.
Okay.
Some fans claim that Dylan did die in a motorcycle crash back in 1966, and he was replaced with a lookalike with a different singing style.
I'm going to say that's false.
You are correct.
All right.
Hmm. All right. This is a good one for Miles. Okay. Paul McCartney.
All right.
Eats meat.
There's a story about him being dead and a theory that claims that he died back in 1966 and replaced with a lookalike named Billy Shears. Beatles album covers and songs supposedly contain hidden clues.
I'll say that that's true.
You are correct. I've actually heard about the Paul is dead theory.
Me too.
I only think that when I see it.
I just didn't know what the theory was. I think all the Beatles have been claimed dead at one point, even if they are not.
Even Ringo?
Even Ringo.
Yeah. I mean, really? he looks too good for his age. There's no way.
Guys, well done. Died or alive, you crushed it.
I like it.
Thank you.
Thanks for taking the time. Thanks for getting up early, you know.
You know, that's what we do, man.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
See you guys.
The Daily Migs Show.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW. Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
We got a voice message. A listener's daughter wrecked the mom's car. If you missed it, this is what it sounded like.
So my daughter hit my car, and I had to make a claim through insurance. And then they come back and tell me that my car is totaled. Now I owe more than what the car is worth, but now I'm left with no money. How is it that you can pay into insurance 10 years, never use it, and now I have nothing? I think the insurance is BS. That's all.
I mean, I don't disagree about that. In any situation, there are times where it's like, oh, they drop you from your insurance. And you're like, wait,
yeah.
I've been paying, giving you money for all these years, and now all of a sudden I need money back. And you're like, I don't want to work with you anymore.
Well, this daughter having the accident led to us getting a bunch of texts from listeners saying that they wrecked their parents' car at one point, and we got a lot of them.
One person texted and said, I crashed my mom's car coming back from a show. I fell asleep on I-5 and hit the wall, the divider wall. A cop helped me, and I drove home. Another person said, my sister was trying to park the car, and I saw that the wooden support of the parking stall was too close to her door. I thought to herself, the wood's softer than metal, and I just kept going, scraped the entire car. Oh, and yet, no. I tell your parents about that. And then one more text says, I once was asked to back the car out of the garage, so I did it, right into the front of my dad's work truck. I immediately reparked the car, shut the garage, told my parents I couldn't back the car out. They didn't figure out for 10-plus years that I was the person who smashed the front of my dad's truck.
LOL.
This is now, again, I'm starting to understand more and more why my dad did not want to let me touch his car.
I mean, I wrecked, all my cars were my own cars, and I did have some accidents and stupid things. Like one time I backed my Subaru out of the, or was trying to back my Subaru out of the garage, but I had the hatch up and the hatch caught on the top of the garage and really messed that up. So just stupid things like that that I've done over the years. But they were never my parents' cars. My parents would have killed me.
No, I couldn't even imagine. I mean, I've just like done minor damage to things around the house, and my dad would lose his mind. I couldn't imagine if I touched the Dadillac, as we called it.
The Dadillac?
The Dadillac.
Was it like a boat?
It was. It's like the what you remember from the 80s, like those big-ass cars. It was brown. And I can't remember what kind. There was a Buick something.
Oh, my Lord.
And it was just...
Those are almost impossible to wreck. They're so sturdy.
They were tanks.
They were
freaking tanks. Yeah, we called it the Dadillac.
That's amazing.
The Daily Migs Show.
Rockaholics, when did you wreck your parents' car? What is the story? What happened? 206-803-ROCK. Now, we do have a Rockaholic on hold whose story involves wildlife.
Uh-oh.
We're going to get to him in just a minute, but first let's chat with Robert from Marysville. Robert, when did you wreck your parents' car?
Hi there. Story starts with my mom hit a cow on the way home from work, so the car was in the shop. Not to work. Hey, okay. This is Eastern Washington, you know.
Go Eagles.
So I was in town with my dad, and he says, sure, why don't we, the car was ready, you take it home, and he was right behind me. So I don't know what got into my head, but I started driving fast. I think I got the car up to 60, 70 miles an hour on a gravel road, and I lost control of it, sheared off a power pole. It was a wooden pole. And that was the only time I ever heard my dad use the F word.
Oh, my.
You know what? He had every right to use the F word in that situation. What kind of trouble did you get in?
I didn't yet either, so.
What kind of trouble did you get in for that?
Back then in the 70s, a power pole cost $300. I had to pay for it myself.
And were you injured at all, Robert?
No, the car was a 66 station wagon, so
Dude.
It was a battle axe.
Yeah.
I swear, before we turned the key off, that engine was still running, though the front was completely, you know, smashed.
As a guy who had a, not a 60s era station wagon, I had an 80s, 1981 station wagon. That was my first car. That thing was a freaking tank. It could. I took out a stop sign once. It was a terrible story, but like it was just... Fell asleep at the wheel. Not very happy about that. But, you know, and I hit a stop sign, like a wood stop sign set up in like some small town. And it, not even a minor dent. Like this thing was a beast.
Oh,
yeah.
You're selling it. I got to get myself one of those.
I wish I still had that car.
Chris from Smoky Point, tell us about the time you wrecked your parents' car.
So me and a buddy of mine were driving home from college. We'd go to college after high school for a few hours. So I am an avid hunter. My parents are avid hunters. I grew up doing it. None of us, all through deer season, none of us got any shot of deer that year. So we had an empty freezer. Well, I just happened to be coming back on the back roads, and I seen a whole herd of deer come across this road. And me and my infinite wisdom, I seen the one set of deer antlers. And I was like, well, that's the one that I'm going to pick. And, yeah, I got me a deer that year, put my deer tag on it, called the sheriff's department. They came out and put it down for me.
What?
And it was funny. It was really funny because my buddy that was riding with me, he was kind of like, one of the tough guys in high school. You know, the guys you're like, oh, that guy is so cool. Man, this guy, he was freaking out. He was like, oh, my God, you hit a deer. Yeah, he was a lot softer than we thought he was.
Well, I have a question. So, excuse my ignorance. So, if you hit a deer, is it still edible?
Oh, yeah. I clipped it just on the back foot, like the back leg. No, I did it. I hit it correctly. I mean, if you're going to hit a deer with a vehicle, you don't want to hit it just like square
straight
on. Get a gut shot because the guts will hit up and then the inside ruins the meat and everything like that. But if you clip just the back end, it ends up not being too bad.
Now we know for next time.
All I have to say to that is,
city folks just don't get it.
Michael,
that's one of my
Conway.
Biggest fears though in Puyallup is driving like at night sometimes where you're just kind of like going on Shaw Road and I'm like, because there are just deer just walking around.
Yeah.
I'm always so scared about that. I'm glad I never have. But I'm always so scared about hitting a deer.
But now at least you know how to salvage the meat. Just hit the back, hit the foot.
Take out the foot. Michael, sweep the leg, Johnny.
Michael from Conway, how did you wreck your parents' car? What happened?
My parents had this hatchback like glass for their SUV, and the piston was going out on it. And I'd been dealing with it for like 3 weeks, trying to keep my cool. And it kept hitting me in the head one day while I was trying to get groceries out of the back. And so I pushed it too hard trying to get the piston to activate, and I shattered the glass all over me.
Oh, I bet Mom was real happy about that.
Oh, yeah, no, my mom was super mad about it. I was actually the one that texted in about the wooden support story. And, like, that conversation that my sister had with my parents was to die for. She just ended up like, well, I thought wood was soft in the metal. And I was like, yeah, okay, wood is, but not fiberglass. I mean, not fiberglass.
But that's never going to work.
And it's not made out of cotton.
No. Brutal. 206-803-ROCK. When did you wreck your parents' car? What happened?
All right. This is the $1 million question. Since we've taken these stories and we've heard all the horror stories, this person want to know, are you guys going to let your kid drive your vehicle?
I mean,
I already have let Tatum. She usually drives us home after ballet.
So
it's an adventure.
Danny has been to my house before. We live down a long gravel driveway. So
is he already driving?
I'll put him on my lap. When we get on the gravel, I'll put him on my
lap.
Let's go. And let him drive. You know, stop at the mailbox, get the mail, drive all the way home. So yeah, I mean, he's honestly, because he's got his little power wheels and things like that, he's better in reverse than I am. So I honestly feel like I'm going to be able to trust him with my car when he's
16. Whenever you need to back into a spot, you're like, Barrett, get on my lap. Let's make it happen. Danny, would you let Lily drive your car?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
I'm ready for her to drive because it's coming in probably about 4 years when she's going to be like, let's go.
That's nuts.
I know.
100% I would.
Yeah.
Only because I remember what it was like growing up wanting to learn how to drive a car and having a dad that was just way too angry and would not let me do it. So I'm like, no, that's not. I mean, I might get a junker car.
Sure.
Get
that
a rental.
Was my first car was a junker. I think it cost $300.
Yeah, I mean,
so.
I'm not gonna let her. You know, I'm not letting her behind the wheel of my sweet Kia Sportage.
She's not gonna be in a Kia club.
No.
The Daily Migs Show.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.